Modern psychology has a word that is probably used more than any other word in psychology. It is the word maladjusted. It is the ringing cry of modern child psychology, maladjusted. Now, of course, we all want to live the well-adjusted life in order to avoid neurotic and schizophrenic personalities. But as I move toward my conclusion, I would like to say to you today, in a very honest manner, that there are some things in our society and some things in our world for which I'm proud to be maladjusted. And I call upon all men of goodwill to be maladjusted to these things until the good society's realized. I'm as honest as
I am to stay within the normal range. I did not go against the flow. I tried to never be too loud or strange. I was at home with status quo. Then cracks were forming in the plaster, and all the structures came undone. What we call normal's a disaster. So now I just want to become maladjusted. Maladjusted. Cause everything we trusted has gone back. This dysfunction disruption. So let's all get maladjusted to a world gone.
I must honestly say to you that I never intend to adjust myself to racial segregation and discrimination. I never intend to adjust myself.
I know in Michigan in 63, a preacher made this message clear. And ringing in those words from Dr. King, there is another voice to hear. Cause Jesus said the first would be the last. In every place his kingdom comes. And if we give our lives, we get them back. And that is why we must become maladjusted. Maladjusted. Cause everything we trusted has gone bad. This dysfunction, it needs disruption. Let's all get maladjusted to a world gone mad.
I never intend to adjust myself to religious bigotry. I never intend to adjust myself to economic conditions that will take necessities from the many to give luxuries to the few. Leave millions of God's children smothering in an airtight cage of poverty in the midst of an
this dysfunction.